Today I want to continue discussing the inyan of wearing a head covering, a yarmulke, a kippah, a hat. The inyan of covering the head, which comes from this week's parasha we discussed yesterday, upare migbaos, a unique expression. This week's parasha, the pe'er, the glory of the head covering that is said in reference to the kohen hediot. The Kohen Gadol and Kohen Gadol wears the mitznefes, the Kohen Hedi wears the migbaos, and the way the Torah describes the migbaos in the sixth parasha is with the word the pa'arei migbaos. Okay, we also mentioned yesterday another remez of the tzipui, the covering, the tzipui rosh shehem, that was said in reference to the amudim, the pillars in the chatzar, is also a reference, a remez to covering the rosh, covering the head. So we discussed yesterday some of the basic mekoros. Today, let us discuss. So basically, there is a major machlekes apoiskim is covering the head when you're not davening. Let's just talk when you're walking in the street, when you're sitting at home, when you're in a public place. Is it a midas chasidus or is it an obligation? So we discussed yesterday, we went through six different sources in the Gemara, and some of the sources in the Gemara seem to indicate that it's a requirement, that a person has to humble himself, or at least when a person walks, dalid amos, when you travel from place to place, a person should not go bekoima zakufa, with an outstretched head. And the way the Gemara illustrates what it means not to have a koyma skufa is to have some type of head covering. That would seem to indicate that it's an obligation. But then we learned other sources which seem to indicate that it's more of yirah shamayim. A person should bring upon himself yirah shamayim, like the story of the mother of one of the Amoraim that was told by the astrologer that her son would be a ganav, and she was advised that she should cover his head in order that she should put upon him yirah Shemayim. If you work with that approach of Yirah Shemayim, it appears to be that it's a midas chasidus. It's not an obligation to have your head covered when you walk in the street, when you travel. It's a midas chasidus to bring upon yourself a greater degree of Yirah Shemayim. But others say no, it's koima zakufa. A person may not live a life of arrogance. You have to humble yourself, which means you must cover your head at all times, no matter what. Okay, now let's take this to the next notch, the next level. What about, let's assume, as most poskim do assume, it's the vast majority of the poskim that paskin, that wearing a head covering when you're not davening, when you're traveling, when you're working, when you're involved in the business world, is a midas chasidus. It is not an obligation. Okay, let's work with that approach. What about when making a baracha? When you make a bracha, when you daven, when you recite Birchas Hamazon, when you recite Kiddush, Havdalah, is that a higher level where it is a requirement to cover your head, or is that also only a good thing? So the truth is, the main makar for this, there are a few sources, is a Mishnah in Masechtas Sofrim. Masechtas Sofrim is not one of the 60 Masechtas, it's one of the small Masechtas, but it has the full weight of any other Mishnah for as far as halacha. And the truth is, there it's explicit as a machlokes between what's called the Yeshayimrim and the Tana Kama. And according to the first opinion in the Masechtas Sofrim, you don't have to wear a head covering even when you make a bracha. Even when you make a bracha. Now, by the way, let's clarify. How could it be you don't have to wear a head covering even when you make a bracha, when some hold you have to wear a yarmulke when you're not making a bracha? The answer is, that's when you're walking. When you're traveling, dalet amos, when the Gemara talks about hachna, that's when you're usher for a person to travel dalet amos without wearing a head covering. But if I'm not going anywhere, I'm just sitting still, I'm sitting at home, that's not called koma zakufa. The issue of koma zakufa, of chutzpah, of a lack of ol malchus shemayim, is when you're active. I'm active in life. I'm traveling, I'm walking, I'm going somewhere. But if I'm not active, I'm just sitting at home, I'm not doing anything, that's not called koma zakufa. Oh, sleeping, and we'll come to that later on also. Sleeping also, it's mashma, you don't have to wear yarmulke. I'll show you soon. So I'm not going anywhere. I don't have to wear a yarmulke. But now that I'm making a bracha, I'm stationary. I require to put on something on my head before I make the bracha. Now, we mentioned this yesterday. One of the very important sources is the Kohen in every single morning when the Kohanim got together to make pious, to make a lottery, who would do the avoda, and the skan walks into the lishkas hagazis and he takes off the head covering of one of the Kohanim and he tells them to put out their thumbs. How is a Kohen allowed to stand there in the lishkas hagazis without a head covering? So what do you see? There's no big deal. The only time you have to wear head covering is when you are in motion, when you are active. When I'm just standing and doing nothing, there's nothing wrong. To go tell me that when they took off the head covering of the Kohen Hegit, he was still wearing underneath that a small kapel, it's a very big doichik. Some want to say that. It doesn't mean the imam, she took off the head covering, there was nothing on top of the head, meaning he still had a little yarmulke. That's Tosefes Begadim. You only allowed to wear four Begadim. What? What? It's Hasidish. So, another yarmulke. It's not mashma. He had more than one head carving. Will be about twice if ever seven. So therefore, it says beferish in the Mishnah. They took all. He stood there. It took a long time. They had to count. So it takes 10 minutes to do the pious. And there's a kohen there standing there in the lishkas hagazis, dalet amos away from the kodesh hakodashim, and he's not wearing a head covering. A toupee. Doesn't say he did nothing. So it appears to be that you don't need. But now when it comes to the brachos, I'll read you exactly what it says in the word. This is Masechta Seferim. And every single sefer that discusses this inyan, they all come back and mention this Mishnah Masechta Seferim. And everyone, no matter who you are, has to fall back upon this is the primary source for this halacha. Here it goes. Masechta Seferim. Pocheach. What's a pocheach? The hanirin kira off. It means a person is wearing shorts. His knees are exposed. Oy begodov perumim. Or his clothing, his shirt. He's not wearing a shirt.
There's a slip.
He's not wearing a shirt. Oy mi sheroishoy megule. No head covering. His head is exposed. It says in the Mishnah, poires al shema. Is allowed to recite Kriya Shema with the brachos. Paris al Shema means Kriya Shema with the brachos. But it can't get better than that. Okay? You're allowed to say Kriya Shema. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You have to Eis Hashem Elokecha. You go through the whole, it says Beferish, you don't have, you're wearing shorts, your knees are exposed, your chest is exposed, and your head is exposed. Go right forward. You can say Hashem's name, Mikamul O Malchus Shemaim. The Yeshoimrim, some say, Bikra'ov Nirin, if your knees are exposed, or Begodov Prumim, Pore Sal Shema, that you can do. You can have your knees exposed, your chest exposed. Avol b'roishay megula einoy reshay lehoitzi askara mipiv. You're not allowed to be mitzi the shame shemaim. It's explicit. The yesh oimrim. This is only the yesh oimrim. Ubein kach mitargim. You can translate. Avol einokar b'tor. You can read. The Torah goes on to say other things and downing for the amud. Mina sekapa. He talks about other things. You have to have your head covered for other things. But here it's beferish machloikis between the Tanakama and the yesh oimrim. If you need to have your head covered when you are mitzi and Askara b'fiv, a shame shemaim comes out of one's mouth. Poskim said that Nikar had, didn't we fall back? It's only a yeshayim. A yeshayim is not someone that we paskin like all the time. And therefore, Nikar had, there's very strong grounds to be makel, not to be required to wear a yarmulke when you make a bracha. It's a shocking concept. Again, there's another proof to this Gemara, and that is Birchas HaShachar. Birchas HaShachar, we say the bracha of Oiter Yisrael b'sifara. And the Gemara says, the Machlokes Rishonim, according to the Rambam, according to many Rishonim, all the brachos were originally meant to be recited as these events unfold. You wake up, the alarm clock, Hanoisin Sechli Lavina, you hear the rooster crow, you make the bracha. Are you wearing a yarmulke? You made already a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hanoisin Sechli Lavina, L'Havchin B'Yom Avin Loila. What happened? You said Hashem's name. But are you wearing a yarmulke? So you'll tell me, yeah, of course you're wearing a yarmulke. No, you're not. Because only later in the Birchas HaShachar does it say in the Gemara, when you put on your head covering, you make the bracha, Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara. So, What? Oh, so you say that that's a hat. That's a second covering. That's someone want to give that answer, that you're wearing something on your head and you're putting on a second covering. That's a stretch, because it's not mashma. It's mashma that you're not wearing anything the first time. You're putting something on your head and you got the bracha. Oiter yishol b'sifara. And until now you've made all of these brachas and you've not said. And the Rambam says that's what you're supposed to. According to the Rambam, you'd make these brachas with the shem even before you wash the tilas yudayim. The tilas yudayim comes after. You don't have to make. We don't do this. Halacha l'maisim is manas in the you don't make a bracha. You don't say anything until you wash the tilas yudayim. But that's not true according to many rishonim. Many rishonim say you don't need to wash the tilas yudayim to make all of these brachas. That's why bedavka we say modan, because there is no shem Hashem. Modan lefnecha melechayim. That's bedavka why that was invented, that expression, because there is no shem Hashem in that expression. Okay, but you see over here already two very strong rayos that you neikar hadin. You do not need to make a bracha. To make a bracha to be moitzi shem shemaim does not need to be done with a head carving. Okay, alachatila, obviously, that's not the minig. The minig is the Mishnah Berurah is very machmer. The Mishnah Berurah says you have to have your head carving when you make like the yesh oimrim. Anyone that says you have to have, they'll always say like the yesh oimrim in Masechta. It was as explicit naskara. Now, even if you hold not like the yesh oimrim, there are a category of brachos which there's another source that you do need to cover your head, and that is mainly birchas hamazon, and by extension, once you have birchas hamazon, it brings in kiddush and havdalah. By extension, why? Because the Gemara in Masechta Brachos says that the koyshel bracha of birchas hamazon. A lot of these things are a bit of a stretch, but this is what it says. Birchas hamazon requires 10 things. Let me see if I can quickly find the birchas hamazon. When you bench, you have to do 10 things. What are the 10 things you have to do? Shtifa. You have to rinse it on the outside, rinse it on the inside. You have to dilute wine. You have to add the tachayit. Wine has to be, when you start the benching, it has to have raw wine. Then you have to add some water. Etor and etof. You have to get, and there's a whole long list of things in the Gemara what has to be done. You have to surround it, the cup, with talmidim, with different interpretations of what it means. Etor, or you're supposed to surround the center cup with a lot of little cups. Like today, that became very popular. You have those things where you pour the wine, and there are a lot of little cups. One of the 10 things that the Gemara lists that must be done in Rabbi Yo, that must be done for birchas hamazon koshel bracha is called etof. Etof. Let me see if I can find the Gemara. Etof is one of the 10 requirements. Here it is. Asara dvarim nemru. It's the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Nun Aleph. Asara dvarim nemru because shel bracha. Ton hadocha, shtifa, chai, mole, to the very top. Etor, the etof. Noitel b'shtei yodof. V'nois no b'yumin. U'maha magbiyoy min akarka tefach. Okay, v'nois in einov boy. V'yeshoy m'af m'shagro b'matana la'an shebeso. Along comes Rabbi Yochanan, and this is critical for the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan says, Anu, we only have four. We only, from this long list of 10 things, there are only four things that are required, and that is, and what are the four things? Rabbi Yochanan comes along to the rescue. Anu ein lanu ela arba b'lvad hadocha shtifa chai umale. Rabbi Yochanan paskins, you don't need etuf, and etuf simply means covering your head. So Rabbi Yochanan says you don't need to cover your head. We paskin that you don't need to cover your head when you recite birchas hamazon. So you combine a very literal translation of this Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, with the first opinion in the Masechta Seferim. You don't need to cover your head when you moitzi naskar b'fiv, and even when you're benching on a koyshel bracha, even though the Gemara says one of the 10 things is etuf, to cover your head, Rabbi Yochanan says we don't paskin like that. You don't need to have, that's not part of our list. Machlekes, Rishonim, from the Rambam, the tour, go down, everyone's fighting, do we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan? Many places can say we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan except for etuf. Etuf is the exception. You need five things. Anu, ein lanu ela, the four things, but we also paskin that you do need etuf. And the reason why they're so scared to paskin not like Rabbi Yochanan is because of a Zohar. I mean, the Zohar came about 400 years ago, so we're dealing over the Rambam, but the Zohar, there's a very popular Zohar that says, v'samachta b'chol hatoiv, asher Hashem Elokecha noisein lach, And the Zohar, what does it mean you shall rejoice? It means that when you bench on a koyshel bracha, you shall have be misameach in the simcha, and when you rejoice in that simcha, you better make sure you cover your head. Explicitly says these words: v'samachta b'chol hatoiv, asher Hashem elokecha. Cover your head when you have. So some want to say that even though we pass like Rabbi Yochanan only four things, when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, you have to have Ituf as well. So this is the basic Yisoy, the basic where it all comes from, why benching is different. Benching is different. Why is benching different? Because of the Koshel Bracha. Now comes another dilemma. Okay, that's all good and fine and well when you're benching on a Koshel Bracha. But what happens if you're not benching on a Koshel Bracha? You're benching the Yechidus. Or you're benching with a mezuman and you don't have a koshel bracha. So then you can fall back on the Masechta Soferim. You don't need to have. So the Mishnah Brura and a long list of other Paiskim say that no, once already, since Birchas HaMazon is linked to a koshel bracha, even and if you do want to be chayish for this halacha of Ituf, that says Feirish in the Gemara, that it says Ituf, you need to have the Ituf even when you don't have a Koshel Bracha. And then I think it's the Magen Avraham that says, once we have this principle when it comes to Koshel Bracha, Birchas HaMazon, there is absolutely no difference between Kiddush and Havdalah. And for that matter, anytime you have a Koshel Bracha by a wedding, by a chasna, by a bris milah, anytime you have a Koshel Bracha, you're bringing in the Gemara Masech, the Brachas of Ituf, which is independent of what it says in Masechta Sofer. Okay, so this is a very, very, very interesting concept. Now, there's another thing which is very popular, which is a lot of Jews are discussed. We don't really appreciate this today because we're very fortunate today to live in a country of religious freedom. But it was very common that even today you go to court. If you go to court today, don't wear your hat. Don't wear your hat in court because the clerk will have pleasure. The clerk will tell you he'll be mevazi you. This is their fun. This is their fringe benefits. They're able to be mevazi anyone that's wearing a hat. They'll scream across the room in front of a whole crowd of people, take off your hat. Remove your hat. Okay, it's their pleasure. It's their pleasure to be mevazeh people, take off their hat. That's the fringe benefits of being a clerk, of standing there the whole day and not doing very much. You tell, take off your hat. So you're not allowed to wear a hat in court. And this is a minhag, this is an old minhag because it used to be worse than that. It used to be that they let you, Baruch Hashem, you let you wear a yarmulke in court today. But it used to be in court, in the Goyish court, you're not allowed to wear, we discussed from the Taz. We discussed yesterday the Taz.
You forgot the court that they gave where I was, they told you to take off the yarmulke.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
How long ago?
Okay, so here's the problem.
3 years ago.
Okay, so here is the problem. I'm sure you all watch some television, right? And you go to court, you put your hand on the Bible. Do you swear to say the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth? So help me. So help me, well, today they have a firm. Okay, yeah. So they've changed it today because of Jewish sensitivities. Yes. But it used to be, do you swear? And sometimes they actually make you, you ever watch the President of the United States or the Chief Justice, they ever watch, they go and they take the oath on the Bible, the wife stands holding the Bible, and they put their hand, they swear, I solemnly swear to whatever. So you're making a shul, and it used to be, Baruch Hashem, today, I don't know how it works today, but it used to be you had to swear in the name of God. In the name of God, for all purposes, the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're taking a shvua. So now, this is a very interesting question. When you're being made, a shvua is equivalent to askara. And it's an askara. You're being made, see, it has the status to some degree as making a bracha. So when you make an oath, a shvua, Meshem Hashem in court, and if you are in a court where they do not allow you to wear a head covering, which you're telling me was true in traffic courts in New Jersey, you don't know which court you're going to find yourself in, are you in violation of the halacha of making a shvua by God's name when you're not wearing a head covering? And even though we don't really hear such stories today too often, if at all, but from the literature, what went on 100 years ago, this was Maisim B'chol Yom. Maisim B'chol Yom, people had to go to court, and they had to take off their head covering, and they were required to swear in the name of God that what they're about to say is true. Then you'll get to Hoshaya, how can you swear? What? Okay, but this is a very major problem. And all the poskim, they don't, what I've read over here is that don't really have a solution. And the only solution is you should try to explain to the judge. What? What? That's another thing. We discussed that yesterday. We discussed this yesterday. That's another machlekes apayiskin. Does it have to be roiv? Does it have to be a mashru? And we discussed a lot of it comes back to mikra. We're focusing on yiras shemayim or focusing on ituf. All of these things or koymez zakufa. According to most poskim, it means you have to cover the majority of your head. The reason why the vast majority of us are not machmir on the majority of our heads, is because we mentioned yesterday that most of the reason that we do today is because of the Taz. The Taz says the only time is not because of Yerushalayim, not because of Hachna, it's because Uvichuko Sehem Lo Seilechu. By the Goyim, there was a Hakpada Gemura in their church not to wear a head covering. So therefore, Bedavka, we do wear a head covering, not just in church, we wear a head covering all over. According to Moshe says, according to that, if that's the Ikatam, you don't need Rov. Even a small, teeny little head covering, a mashahu, is a fulfillment of not Uvichu Seyem, Lo Seilechu. Okay, so this is a very interesting topic. Let's discuss another interesting topic. Here's a very, very difficult halachic problem. We discussed yesterday women. Very, very big problem. Why don't women wear a head covering, single girls? A married woman covers her hair. Not all the time. She's home, she doesn't have to cover her hair when she's at home. But let's say women, we don't find, it's not the custom for single girls to cover their hair. Unheard of. We mentioned yesterday, Rav Adi Yosef says it's a pella, why not? And he advises that girls, single young girls, when they make a bracha, when they bend, should cover their hair. Shocking chiddush from Rav Adi Yosef. This is what he advises, but it's not ever done. All right, so we discussed, Rav Moshe says, you know why? It's not because of the Taz. The Iker is the Taz. It's not because of anything more than the Taz, and therefore by the God there was never a chukas sa'anim that women have to uncover their hair, pump a carrot in court. What? Of course.
So they cover their hair?
What? They don't.
They don't cover their hair.
So if you hold, they have to cover here, they would be required to cover their hair. It's a better question, a ger. What is halach by a ger? A ger makes the bracha when he comes out of the mikvah. So when the ger makes the bracha, he makes the bracha probably when he takes his head out of the mikvah, I'm assuming.
Right?
He takes...
It's hard to make it when his head...
What? What I mean is, does he make the bracha when his body is in the mikvah and his head is out, when he completely comes out of the mikvah, puts on a robe and makes the bracha? I don't know. I know a ger. I can ask him. I'm assuming that he makes the bracha when he's still in the mikvah and his head is over the water. To make the bracha. So l'chayra, the ger should put on a yarmulke, give him a yarmulke. So you're asking a very good question. So a woman, the same thing. Rav Adya says when a woman benches, he says there's no excuse. When a young girl, a girl that's 6 years old, when she benches, no one does that. Obviously, it's unheard of. And Yashiv and they say now's not the time to start. But one point I want to make, a very fascinating topic, he says here, very, does a woman make the bracha shaloi osani isha? Did you ever see a woman make the bracha shaloi osani isha? No. Shosani kiritzona. Okay, some women today, I think of Shomer Zalman Arbach, he told his daughters they should make the bracha shaloi osani shifcha, shaloi osani goya, because it's written lashon. Does a woman make the bracha oiter Yisrael v'sifara? Does she make the bracha since the bottom line is halacha l'maisa, in our day and age women don't put on head coverings,
that's why you say Yisrael.
Very good. Answer the question. Exactly. So this is a very big question. It's a very tough question. In fact, you should know that there are some places that even men don't make this bracha. There are some minhagim that men, svardim, that men don't make this bracha because they don't wear hats. Their custom was not to wear a hat in the street, so they didn't make the bracha Oiter Yisrael Misafara. That really emphasizes the point, makes the question more difficult. But how do women have a right to make the bracha Oter Yisrael B'Sefer when they don't put on a head covering? So he gave the answer. Chani gave the answer is because, as we mentioned yesterday, that the uniqueness of these two brachas is that it has the word Yisrael. You could have added the word Yisrael to any of the brachas HaShachar. The only two of the brachas HaShachar that have the word Yisrael are Oter Yisrael B'Sefera, Oizer Yisrael B'Gvura. So the word Yisrael, it's coming to be Meshabech Klal Yisrael. It's not a bracha for the prat, for the individual, for Klal Yisrael. And therefore, they make the bracha on their husbands.
Should also be able to say.
Well, today they do. Today they do. These are he rings down very selective communities where the custom was not to make the bracha, but today all the Sfarim do make the bracha. Okay, so that is another answer that he gives. A very interesting answer is that this that you make the bracha, women do not put on a head covering when they make a bracha today. So he explains here, he brings down from Rav Palik, that the reason why they don't do so is because Mikar Hadin, the starting point for a man to wear a head covering is when he walks in the street. In other words, there are madregos. When you walk in the street, there is a person is not allowed to walk b'koyma zakufa. You have to cover your head. Yirashamayim. It's something that men need more of a dose of Yirashamayim that we don't find in the Gemara that the astrologers told the mother, your daughter, she's gonna be a ganef. You better go put a head covering on your daughter. We don't find that because in ancient times the need for Yirashamayim was focused on the men. Now when it comes to a bracha, the Moitzei Shem Shamayim, there's a higher standard. A woman doesn't have the lower standard. She doesn't. There's no halacha that a woman is not allowed to walk dalet amos in the street. Men wear yarmulke. The only issue that the poskim are coming to deal with is: does a woman have to wear a head covering when she makes a bracha? To the best of my knowledge, there is no one that is challenging the custom that a woman should wear a head covering when she walks in the streets. Okay, today men wear head coverings when they walk in the streets, and of course they wear head covering when they make a bracha, when they daven. There's a very big question: what about a woman wearing a head covering when she makes a bracha? No one does this today, and the question is why not? Well, let me ask you a better question: how come we don't find anyone asking the question, why doesn't a woman wear a head covering when she walks in the street? You never saw a woman who's not married wear a head covering when she walks in the street. The answer is this: inyan of koyma zakufa is not shaykh by women. I don't know why, but that's how it is. It's a reality. This nisayon, this yetzahara to walk b'koyma zakufa is only a yetzar for a man. It's not a yetzar for a woman to be koyma zakufa. Doesn't exist such a thing. Now, so that's the starting point.
Maybe 50 years.
All right, but talk time of Chazal. It's not an issue in Chazal. Yavin Yeshaya, Toyos Goron, they walk with their chins up, high heels to get the boys to look at them. But that was for Arayos. That wasn't for Koyma Zakufa. That was for Arayos. So therefore, he suggests this is very, very big chiddush. It's a tremendous chiddush. The reason this is a suggestion. The reason why there is no, it's a davar pasha that a woman does not need to wear a head covering when she makes a bracha, is because that is only built upon the requirement to wear a head covering when you walk in the street because of koyma zakufa. But if you're not even shaykh and wearing a head covering for koyma zakufa, then there's nothing to talk about wearing a head covering for being an askara. And askara is built upon the foundation of koyma zakufa. Women don't have an issue with koyma zakufa. Memela, there's never even a havamina that a woman should have to wear a head covering when she makes the bracha. It's a suggestion. It's a very interesting idea. Okay, another very quick shayla. What about wearing a head covering when you go, here's shayla, someone has a paisek. It's a common shayla. It's more common than you think. I want to go to the movies. I want to go to the theater. I want to go to a non-kosher movie. And I feel going to a non-kosher movie, it's a chil Hashem. I walk in with my yarmulke, my black yarmulke. Listen, the Chazal say a person wants to do an aveira, we should go to a place, put on dark clothing. I have a yetzahara. I'm going to the movies. I don't care whether you like it or not. Should I wear? It's a common question. It's asked Rabban. Should I take off my yarmulke when I go into the movie theater? I don't want to be a chil Hashem.
When I go,
I don't want people to see. I don't want people to see someone that wears a yarmulke. He goes and he watches. Goes to such a violent movie or whatever. Watches right. Goes to a non-kosher movie. It's a tough shayla. He doesn't answer the question. He brings in chiluki deis. Some whole Gemara says you want to do an aver, wear dark clothing. You should dress dark. No one should see. Ain't a chanami. Don't make a chil Hashem. Take off your yahid covering. And some say no. You don't tell a person that's a sinner, do another Avera. Do another Aveira. It's a Chilul Hashem. It's taka problem. It is a problem. But that one Aveira does not legitimize doing another Aveira.
Rather, you'd be embarrassed the whole time.
It's a problem. Now, another very problem is the Chas V'Shalom, once a person is arrested. Chas V'Shalom. Okay, they're coming to get him. And the Daily News, they're outside clicking away. The New York Times, Daily News, the Post, they're clicking away. Should he take off when they take him out into the street, you know, to minimize the Chil Hashem? Should he take off his religious garb? It's a good shayla. Good shayla. It's a very tough question. Talks about going to sleep. When you go to sleep, you wear a head covering. Mikra didn't know. The proof is the Birchas Hashachar. You first say, okay, so these are children. When do children start wearing a yarmulke? What point in time do children start wearing a yarmulke? So male three, not before 3 years old. Some there's a zoya, there's a midas chasidus, and even an infant. Even if you ever go to a bris, sometimes you go to a bris, they dress up, they dress them up.
That's not a real yarmulke.
No, so some say there's a makar for this. There's a makar. Some say pungfa kerki should be dafka not. There's a chesh that's something that is a hakpada. Be dafka not to put a head covering on a child. I don't know, it doesn't say why. I think it's the thing reason because subconsciously it irritates the head of the child. And he's from a very young age, subconsciously he's going to have this desire to get rid of that thing on his head. Is there any truth to that? I don't know. What about some say that the truth is some are of the opinion that there's no inyan whatsoever that a child 3 years old should wear head covering. It starts with the laws of tznius. When a child is nizer in the laws of tznius, since most of the makaris of wearing a covering hachna, the yarmulke is an extension of covering the erva. A 3 year old has a very low standard of tznius. Okay, you're not going to let a 3 year old walk into shul without. You're not going to let a 3 year old walk into shul without any clothing. But no one's nizer on a 3 year old girl on her arms and her legs. It's nonsense. You know, a 3 year old girl can walk around, doesn't have to have her arms covered and her legs covered. That's unheard of. So there are many paiskin that want to say, that wearing a yarmulke on a boy does not begin under any requirement until the laws of tznius begin, which means about 5-6 years old. And therefore, there's no, if a child doesn't want to wear yarmulke after at 3 years old, don't force it upon him. There's absolutely no chiv. It's a din in tznius. When it's chayv in tznius, he's chayv. The minhag olam is 3 years old. When they have the upsharon, today it became a new fad, having upsharon, that's when they start with the yarmulke, but that's not a requirement. Okay, another quick thing in davening. Now, this is a very, just bring out the yesoid. This is a very important yesoid. Okay, talk about the need of wearing a head covering in addition to wearing the regular head covering, wearing a special hat for davening, for tefillah. So this is brought down in different sources to wear a special head covering. There's a major machlekes achreinim in what are the parameters for the type of head covering that is required for davening. The Rambam is of the opinion, I think the Mishnah Berurah passes like this Rambam, not like the Aruch HaShulchan, that the standard is what would you wear in front of an Adam Mechubot, which is a Kula and a Chumrah. It used to be years ago that when you go see a dignitary, you go to the Chash, you go to the president, you wear a hat. When you go sit in front of an Ish Mechubot, a politician, a respected person, you wear something respectable. Then there's a certain standard of how you dress when you walk in the street. When you walk in the street, you don't walk bare. Even on a nice summer day, you put on the standards of society have changed. So it's hard to gauge what the standards are. But one thing is clear. There are two standards. There's a standard in how you dress when you walk in the street, and there's a standard how you dress when you appear before an Adam Ish Mechubot, which is higher than what you would wear when you walk in the street. When you stand lifnei Melech Malchei Amlochim in Tefillah, what is the standard? The Rambam and the Mishnah Berurah Paskins is the higher standard that you would dress in front of an Ish Mechubot. If this is how you would dress an Ish Mechubot, that's the same type of head covering you need for davening or Shemona Esrei. The Aruch HaShulchan says, no, that's not the standard. The standard is not that high, just the standard of what you would do when you walk in the street. And walking in the street, you don't need to put on a big hat, put on a little hat, put on a little cap, a smaller hat, or a lower standard. And this, and all of the achrayim, there's a whole, chapter devoted to this topic, but this is where it all starts from. Two different standards, and each person has their own minute.
Ruth's word with a mug of David on it. She to go.
How do you know?
Mug of David, because
well, there was pictures.
All right, have a nice day.